Takano Estate makes two Pinot Noirs. We make the kind of quintessential classic style, which is the Akin Pinot Noir, and that's made for early drinking, early enjoyment.
You know, we really want to hit all those kind of classic central notes. So it's got lovely dark fruit, it's got, you know, a spectrum of berry fruits as well. So we tend to get more of those red fruits in the Akin wines and more of the really black fruits in the estate wines. But that's definitely what we're going for. To be fair, it's a wine that probably over-delivers. We treat all the fruit as if it's estate. So it's all low-yielding, hand-picked, spends time in French oak, you know, individually fermented by vineyard and clone. And then it's a blending which defines what becomes the estate and what becomes the Akin. So we are blending for those wines which show that more expressive fruit character up front and slightly lower tannin, whereas the estate we're blending for more challenging parcels, I would say, you know, higher tannin, more ageability. So winemaking is very much very classic. It's a mixture of de-stemmed and sometimes whole bunch. It's blended from across our two Bannockburn vineyards, so we have fruit from the Jerome vineyard as well as fruit from the Eliza vineyard, both of which bring different characters to the wine. I would pair the Akin Pinot Noir with Merino lamb shoulder from New Zealand. We get those wild thyme notes in the wine, which pair really well with that kind of thyme note that you see in that Merino lamb. And it's got a lovely fresh acidity, you know, classic for Central Otago wines, and it tends to cut through those fattier meats.